Welcome to the Wallah Face Punch Podcast. This is your administrator mascot, and that song, just giving some props, that was Dr. Crocodile. Check them out, they broke up. And so, like, their music's not copyrighted, so we used it. And as you joined with me is a new administrator, Corthon.
What up?
Yeah, that's him. And we have So Nick, you know, totally been administrator, like, since the dawn of time.
What's up, guys?
I deserve an administrator always, you know.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, Corson's always deserve an administrator. Yeah. But we're kind of iffy on that, because he's actually not a, member.
Yeah, not a Facepunch member, but, like, I just, like, upload, like, crap. Which, by the way, guys, like, just, like, invite whoever the hell you want to. Like, as long as they have files they can upload, it's all good. They don't have to be a member.
Yeah, we kind of want to announce this here that, like...
Yo, we don't really
I'm kind of regretting this whole Facepunch on the... as, like, an actual topic to this, group. Because we really just want to have, like, good files and stuff. We don't want to be, like, exclusive to anything. But as long as, you know, like, you invite people who have some sort of a connection to this, you know?
Yeah, it's, like... I mean, yeah, whatever. But what do we got today? We got like upload, like underrated uploads or something like that today.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about underrated uploads. You know.
Oh yeah, basically my uploads, because I upload a bunch of rare shit that like nobody gives a fuck about.
And so Nick is gonna discuss like new features of the beta and like how this stuff is finally all gonna work out.
Yeah, by the way, I'm eating spicy Doritos, in case you want to know what that crunch is.
Yeah, I just finished off a Starbucks Frappuccino, mocha flavored.
Yeah, I had like a Arizona green tea and like a Be Relaxed vitamin water stuff, dude.
Yep, and so Nick is eating Doritos.
Actual cheese, though, not the spicy crap.
Alright, so yeah. Like, whatever, okay, stop screwing around.
He's like, well, yeah, but I just a second here. He's like two feet away from me, so that's why I know.
Oh yeah, I'm all the way like... Jersey. I'm like,
and
like,
yeah, Corthon is in New Jersey right now, and that's where he lives. That's where he lives. We totally live
in Indiana.
In Indiana, like, kind of, if I want to pimp that, Northwest Indiana. You know, we live in the region, dog.
Chicago. Hey, I live in Northeast Jersey, dudes. I mean,
yeah.
All right, whatever. Let's start.
Screwing introductions, man.
Oh yeah.
All right. You know us all now. Say hi, whatever.
Yeah, but
you should probably go into the public beta. Just jump right into that, because I saw a lot of people asking about that, and they don't really understand what it is, and I didn't really understand what it was either. So
yeah, I still don't know what's going on. So
yeah, so take that away.
All right. So I just did Google on this and came up with the hotfix forum post by Xavier. He's an exclusive member, whatever. So the post says, the excitement is building. Today at the first TechCrunch meetup in Zurich, we officially start the launch countdown, but we'd like to let you know first. We're thrilled to announce that we will launch the public beta on August 14th, 2008.
Pound it, guys.
Pound it.
After almost 4 years of development and about 10 months in closed alpha, we're ready to open up to everyone. We're overwhelmed by the positive feedback, and we believe Wallah is the right tool for millions of people to securely store and share files online.
Yeah, I think like Wallah is like really gonna take off once after this like public beta.
Yeah, because another thing here is that like, we'll get to this in the feature list, but there's gonna be a lot more to like. Once, like, with Wallah, like, the one pain is you need the client and all that stuff. Well, supposedly you're now going to be able to, like, actually send people links.
Well, here's the... They have, like, a couple of the feature rundowns over here. So it says, what will the public beta bring? Here are some highlights. Web start. After August 14th, Wallah can be started directly from the web. No software installation required anymore.
Yeah,
you can
like really
still
cool.
install it on your desktop if you like, but you can also access it on computers where you can't install. What do you guys think about that?
Like, but don't be a chump. You have to install it. I mean,
yeah. Like another thing here is like what was kind of cool was, I don't know if you guys know, but like for the weekend, like, Horthon was an admin, which he didn't even realize.
Yeah,
but anyway, like, we were out and went to on vacation, so we threw him as admin because we weren't going to be there. But actually, in the hotel, like, I installed Voila on the laptop and stuff, which, you know, I'd rather not do, is, like, install it, because I wouldn't really, like, use it or anything. But, you know, like, another cool thing is that I can just click the movies folder and just instantly, like, click and be streaming a movie, you know, one of the movies. Because
wow, you guys really realize, good,
like, that's really cool. But the thing was, though, like, like, the, like, internet connection, like, capped me at, like, 60k, so I didn't really end up watching the movie, so that kind of made me mad.
Yeah, I'll be really good, because I can be at a buddy's house, and, you know, I'm just really, like, what up, and then, like, let me show you some stuff.
Especially, yeah, like movies, movies is, like, one of the coolest things, though, I think, because, you can, yeah, like, you can totally, like, go to someone's house and be like, dude, look.
Yeah, and also, like, kind of
blows. Just start, like, streaming off a movie.
Yeah, and you had to download it, and then, like, yeah, you had to sign in, or if you don't want to, you have to, like, register them and get them invited and all that crap.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, one thing is, like, this, as of now in the alpha, like, people still, and we still don't know exactly, like, what the heck is going on. And
yeah,
I think in the beta,
yeah,
like, all that
stuff
is going to be fixed, and, like, people will actually know, like, without having to do research, like, where the heck does your download go, and different stuff like that.
Alright, so, I don't know, any other, like, cool features?
Yeah, yeah. And just one other thing I'd like to say about that, too, is that that'd be really great if they could, like, how you guys were saying, that, like, you can stream a video or whatever. That'd be pretty tight if, like, it would be kind of like YouTube, where you can, like, see, like, the comments. And I really hope that they get a, just kind of like a user feedback type thing where you can, like, give it, like, 1 out of 1 to, like, 5 stars, like, being the best, kind of like a YouTube type thing. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know that would be.
Like, I think, too, like, even with the, a while back, they had a survey, and,
yeah, they should have
taking that survey, like, there was actually a lot of really good stuff that it asked you. And,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
I think that they're gonna add a lot of that, and
Everybody, like, you know, makes me, like, you know, I hate taking surveys, you know, like, I'm usually the asshole that doesn't do anything, but, like, once you actually take it, like, you're, like, they actually, like, read it, I'm sure, because they give you all this, like, shit for it, like, invites and, like, upload space.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, they gave us, like, 30 invites, and
yeah, I know, I have, like, 72 invites, like,
yeah,
I think it's, yeah, 72 invites, and, like, I have, like,
also,
they basically gave me up to, like, 90 gig.
Also, yeah, another thing I would like to say, though, is probably invites won't go away. Like, I don't think that invites are going to go away with
definitely
the beta.
Not, because, you know, Voila is still, like, really small, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, giving you, like, a pat in the back, like, spread the word.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be, like, oh, enjoy it while it lasts, because they're going to screw us all into having to buy storage and stuff. Well, another thing was actually when you took the survey, it was how would you like if we can add an option to buy storage. So
yeah.
I think that's just an option. Like, seriously, you're not going to be having to pay, you know, like,
yeah,
monthly fee just to have, like, 100 gigs or whatever.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'd probably not even put up that much money.
Yeah.
And it's really... They know that people on the PC like their stuff free. I mean, that's just that PC users, like, you know, expect their stuff free, and I think that they understand that.
Well, I'm
but
on
there's
a Mac
some other
now,
stuff that they got here over here too.
Oh well, yeah, Corthon's on a Mac, but
yeah,
you understand.
Really stuff, but, I have a Mac and a PC, but my brother's like being gay and he's like playing Morrowind. But, I mean, what's really cool though is they have both a Mac and a PC version
and Linux.
On Linux, so that's another thing. So, like, no matter what operating system, you're pretty much covered.
Yeah, especially, it's going to be, yeah, like, they still need Commodore 64 and stuff like
that,
but, you know, we're good for now, like, but, Java client, though, basically, that's, like, basically what it is, I assume it's going to be, like, a Java client. I think that I've read that it is, and, though, just, you're going to be, like, able to, like, say you upload a picture or some crap, you're going to be able to actually send that picture to someone just through, like, AIM or something, or Amazon or whatever the heck, and people will be able to view it without having to, like, freaking download some crap.
Yeah, but the other thing is...
I assume it, you know, like, if it comes out and it's a major disappointment, well, I don't think it is.
Yeah, but I don't really see a point of, like, uploading images because, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm just using that as an example.
All right, but, yeah, anything else or should we move on?
Yeah, there's more features here. All right, so one of them says web links. Send links to files to anyone, even the people who aren't in Voila. Since they can start Voila directly from the web, they don't need to install any software or create an account. They can simply click on your link to download your recommended files.
Right now, I have a question about that. Is that only going to be for public?
I don't know.
I think so.
You see, like, that's what I'm not sure about yet. I think that... Well,
I mean,
this
like,
is
a tiny bit
off topic here, but yet it isn't, because this is another thing with the public thing. Like, I actually got an email from Voila, and, I don't know if you guys haven't figured out by now, like, anything is allowed at our, at our, thing, you know, it's our group. And, actually, a while back, I just created a group called, it's a public group called Windows Games, and it's just supposed to be where people can upload games and stuff. It's just a public group. I actually deleted off all my files from that just because, like, this is, like, nothing to be scared about. This is actually, like, a much cooler, like, this actually is, like, a better reassurance that
nothing
can actually be, like, since, like, Voila is, can be used as, like, you know, your own personal hard drive and different stuff like that, anything set to private, you don't have any, like, they have no control over it. So basically, I got an email from, Voila, and it says, "Hello, Windows Games. It has been brought to our attention that you have published a folder that contains Quake 3 Arena. Assuming that you do not have the distribution rights for the contents in this question, we have set the visibility of the folder back to private. Mm-hmm. Please use Voila in accordance with our terms and policies." And basically, that just makes you even happier because, like, they will never delete your stuff. If you set something to public and they have a problem with that, all they have to do is set it back to private, because it's totally legal if you have it private. And the group is completely private, and, you know, as long as you... I mean, like, a while back, someone actually in the Voila forums started a thread about us, and we're like, FacePunch is, like, sharing a lot of illegal files or whatever. And the guy came out and was like, one of the Voila staff members was like, well, as long as the group remains private, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's just...
Because it's just, like, also, again, with copyrights in other countries and crap, it's just, like, and everything is encrypted, again, and that's, like, really cool. So... All right.
We have a couple more features here, guys. If you guys want
to, like, how many we got left, actually?
Two.
Oh, all right, cool.
So I'll just run through them real quick, and then you guys could give your last thoughts about it.
All right.
They're really quick. All right. Third one is password protected. You can password protect folders and groups, and then send the link along with the password to your friends.
This is very convenient
if you want to show private files to friends without having to share the folder.
Nude pictures. I'm getting naked. I'll give you guys a password.
You can also post the link and password on private forums, etc. Embed.
If you want to put a link to
your files in Voila on your website, blog, or MySpace page, simply choose a button or a preview image and then put a link onto your page to point the world to your files in Voila. By clicking on the button, they end up in your desired folder and can see your access files. And can access your public files. Last but not least, it will be public, so everybody can join. Only 28 more days to go. We can't wait. Best your Voila team.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Yo, password protecting, there's going to be a gay sex video of So Nick and Mascot. I'm the only one that has a password.
You know, yeah, actually, this... Wow. Like, this is, that's really cool, though, because that's that. Okay, that's how you're going to be able to post private files, then.
Yeah,
like,
but
if
like,
anything posted in this group, will be able, you'll be able to send a link to it, but you'll have to create a password for it. But you just send a link, and it'll ask for a password since it's a private file.
It's going to be so awesome.
That's going to be sweet. Like, dude, I guarantee you, like, on Where's Forums, like, voila might be the new Rapid Share. I don't know.
Yeah, but I have a, but you know how many like kiddie porn's gonna go on there?
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, they won't be able to do anything about it, though.
Yeah, that's the truth, though.
Like, that's like one thing is all the encryption and all that different stuff. Like, yeah, wow, that's.
I don't mean to be pessimistic or anything, because I think the guys behind Walla are really cool. But I don't know, man. It seems like a lot to be promising for a public beta, though. I don't know.
I
just hope that they deliver on it.
I think Walla is going to make a big breakthrough on this, and you know, it's. I mean, you remember how big like LimeWire was, or like still is, and you know, kind of sucks, and now like people are going to start knowing about this thing Walla, and it's going to be like the sex, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
The genitalia sucks, big fat dicks, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to use. It's like not even like you need a forward ports or anything.
Yeah,
like, I know a lot of people
yeah.
that like have no fucking idea how to forward ports, and they're like, I'm trying to like explain them how to like. Forward ports for like torrents, and they still have like no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, like again with the forwarding ports, like you don't need that for Walla because
yeah,
you
weird.
Only need it. You do like realize there is a section to forward your ports, but as long as you're not trading storage and actually like use your invites for space, that's all Walla servers. Like
yeah.
if you trade storage, then basically. You know, like, depending on the percent, yeah, I don't either, percent of time you're, like, online and stuff, it'll determine, like, that's totally not worth it, like, don't do it, because then your upload will get used, you know, slightly.
Yeah.
And so, like, screw that, seriously, because, like, again, with Walla, one time you upload it, and then it'll maintain every once in a while and stuff, just, you know, but otherwise, it'll just use the Walla servers alone. Like, you're not, it's, again, with, like, other P2P and stuff. Like BitTorrent and stuff, which BitTorrent, I still agree, probably rules over Walla, but not for long.
Yeah, it does, but yeah, you know, once it's like actually, after the beta, once like the final release comes out, it's just gonna be like awesome.
Yeah, like I think that a lot of people are gonna start using it, and I think it's like, it's basically like a cross between something like a RapidShare, because, you know, people upload files to it, but and something a cross between like a, something, I don't know if any of you used Grouper. But Grouper used to be, like, somewhat like this, but it was actually, like, you put up your files, and people directly, like, downloaded them for you, kind of like DC++.
DC++ stuff.
It'll be, like, kind of like a cross between all those, and it's not some, like, crap, like, LimeWire, like, Nutella, which is just another, like, Nutella clone or something like that. It's actually something, like, unique with encryption and all this stuff like that.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Oh, so are there any, like, final thoughts on that, or not really?
I really can't wait for the beta, because I think
yeah,
that,
that's it.
Like, one thing on the topic, I don't know if you noticed, like, well, Cortana, I know you haven't, because you're not even part of Face Punch, but,
yeah,
like, on the topic, like, you might notice I post a lot, and people don't seem to care. Like, I'm the one bumping it a lot.
Hey,
and,
uploads a lot of things, and nobody cares.
Oh, we'll get that later. But, like, I kind of bump the thread a lot, and not many people really care. I think once the beta comes out, like, a lot of people are going to be really excited for it. Because, really, we'll be able to be, like, I mean, like, it's going to be completely different. Because I'm going to update the first post. I'm like, look, if you don't want to, like, join it, here's an example of what you can do. And just, like, show them, like... one of our files or something, which I can't, it can't be Where's, because then we'd get banned for that. But, I can, like, send a link. I could put, like, a link to one of our, private, well, everything's private on here. But
yeah.
I can put a link to anything, probably, that's, like, legal, which is probably, like, one thing. Like, probably, like, the Gary's Mod fonts. Like, I can post, like, a link to that.
Well, let's say we actually have this. Look, all our Linux stuff is legal, so we can do like that.
Yeah, we can like put a distro or something, and like so it'll put a. I can put a link, and then I'll have to actually include the password to the link, so they'll be able to click that link, and it'll ask them for a password, enter in the password, and they'll be able to download the file. Like, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be way cool. Yeah, I thought a lot of people were going to actually, like, care.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I think, I don't think it's really gotten too much, like, hype or anything.
Yeah.
Besides, like, the, you know, dedicated, like, user base, like, you know,
because
all of us.
Realize, we're one of the only, like, English speakers who are actually using this thing, I know. You know, it's all a bunch of freaking German people.
Exactly.
Like, I think that once it goes beta, it's going to totally get popularity and stuff. Like, there's going to be a lot of freaking cool things you can do.
All right, so
we've exhausted that, so let's go on to what we have next.
Yeah, the underrated uploads. Right, I want to first start off, like, not to be full of myself, but I uploaded a lot of stuff that, like, I don't think anybody's even looked at that much.
Okay.
Alright, but, like, right, seriously, good. Like... Oh, I like Sega Saturn. All right,
well,
stuff
okay, we're
going to really
freaking,
good.
Like, this segment is, like, we're going to pimp uploads, all right? Because, like, stuff that doesn't get viewed a lot, and that's actually, like, really quality uploads. So, I think that mainly for this segment, like, Corazon takes a show, and that's kind of why he's an admin now, is because he uploads a lot of really good stuff. Like, one thing is, there aren't going to be any more admins, so don't try for it. There's totally going to be more. Yeah, if one of us gets killed, there might be another ad. But, like.
Yeah, if, like, one of us, like, gets killed or something.
But, like, we're totally, like, up for, like, VIPs. Like, and I think if we notice that you're uploading a lot of, like, really quality stuff, I wouldn't be too surprised if you end up being a VIP.
Yeah, and you know what? If you become a VIP, you know, you can end up as a guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you have Skype, you're pretty much good to go.
And I think one reason we want to keep administration so close and, like, you know, at three people is because I think that the group really needs to have a voice, like, a dedicated voice of, like, constant, you know what I mean? Like, we have to have, like, a communication with you guys, and that's why we wanted to make this podcast, because I think that there's, like, a lot of good things coming out of the group, but I think that you guys need to have a voice to listen to, too, and that's why we're, like, putting all this time into
especially,
it, really.
You know, with news and different stuff, and just, you know, like, letting the people know, man, we're still there, so, and totally, this isn't gonna go away, because I think that the beta coming out, like, I don't know if the beta... Like, if they didn't announce those features, like, I could totally not see this group last, you know? Like, I think it'll just be kind of like, as of now, you know, like, I can't really see being able to, like, keep telling people to come back and stay with us. Because, I mean, it's totally cool right now. Like, I love it and stuff, but I think that the beta is really gonna, like, announce some really, really good features and stuff.
Yeah. And then the thing about, like, people, like, leaving and, like, telling them to come back, like, there's been times where I've, like, forgot about Ula, and, you know, this is just, like, reminder, you know, we're still here, and, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, absolutely. All right, so you want to get back on track with the uploads?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. You take it away.
All right, so we got that Sega Saturn stuff that I was talking about, like, that Shining Force 3 Scenario 2 English hack that I uploaded, that's, like... really, really freaking hard to find, and, like, I, like, busted my balls getting that. And, like, Panzergrund Saga, that's, like, $150 on eBay. Panzergrund's Wii 2 is just, like, really good, and then, like, Dragon Force is, like, $100.
Notice me saying Dragon Force the game.
Yeah, you know, it's not like A Major 7 Dragon Force.
Like, hammered in.
Yeah, but, my friend also uploaded the, Japanese version for Saturn of Castlevania Nocturne of the Moonlight, which is, like, it has, like, extras in it, and it's, like, impossible to find. Like, I don't even know if I can find it on eBay.
Yeah, like, a thing, realize we don't just upload PC games. Like, there's a lot of really good, like, emulation and stuff that is a lot of fun.
Like, I uploaded, like, 3 full set of arcades. I'm not sure how many people downloaded.
Yeah, we have the CPS 1, CPS 2, and Neo Geo full set. Like, that's, like...
Yeah, like, Neo Geo, like, it's just, like, why wouldn't you want to play, like, King of Fighters on, like, Kalera and, like, almost like, Korean.
Like, I don't know. Like, we a lot of times will just, you know, like, start up, like, SNES and, like, Netplay and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
like,
if I don't have the ROM, like, I can totally just, like, find it on Wallah, and then we're...
Yeah, but like we still need to do a good upload a
good
set.
Yeah, we want to like explain like what good sets are and different stuff like that. Like,
I mean, I also like there's gonna be a couple things I'm going to upload, like the good set of Super Nintendo. One of us is gonna upload in the good set of Sega Genesis, which we'll again explain later. And I have a couple of PS1 games I like to get on there.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what I'll probably even do for Super Nintendo, because there's like 20 million games, is I'll probably make folders that are like point out games that are just like really good of like each genre, like point out RPGs, point out like sports games and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that we're going to have a section or, you know, a segment or whatever of the podcast of underrated uploads, because I think a lot of people
but we're gonna make it like a kind of a weekly segment here.
Oh yeah, all right, I got
that's,
you.
Yeah.
You
jerk.
Sorry, I heard you.
Yeah. Right. Oh, another thing is, okay. I don't know if he again. Like, I just didn't want to. I don't want to deal with this right now. But the applications folder is kind of like a crap hole right now. But and I can understand why a lot of that stuff is not really getting downloaded, because it just looks like a complete crap hole right now. Like, you can't really find anything you're looking for. Oh, another thing, though, before I get to this, is realize there is a search button. The search actually goes really fast. Like, you can search the entire group, and it'll come up with anything. So, like, one thing I want to say here is that I don't say this is underrated, because it does have 83 views, but Cow Guy freaking uploaded the Adobe CS3 Master Collection DVD, which is like in ISO format, and so you can totally just burn that to a CD, and that's freaking like extremely useful. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah, another thing is like going back to the stuff that I've uploaded. You know, yeah, I'm an asshole. But I uploaded like a couple Dreamcast games, like Ikaruga. You can get that on Xbox Live Arcade, but I got it compressed down to 19 megabytes, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you unzip it, it's over 100. I mean, it's over 800. It's like beast, and it's like one of the greatest like shumps of
yeah.
all time.
Oh, wait. Another thing and with like, that also, too is yeah, like direct.
And it has 4.
I kind of do this sometimes too, but like try to RAR up your like files if you can. Like don't post like if you like post like a full rip of something, like. Don't just post the folder.
Unless it's like a scene release.
Yeah, like scene releases. Scene releases, like, you can totally post all the files. Like for example, like Quake 3, it's like FLT-Q3.001 and stuff like that. Like, do that, but, like, if it's like, for example, like, sorry, I'm gonna pick on you here, but, somewhere in the Windows folder, we have Flatout. Let me pull it up here.
Wait, this kind of needs to get called out anyway.
It says Flatout 2. Like, you click it, and it's like a full rip. So it's like, total, like, there's 11 files, and it's like D3DX930 file system and all this stuff. Like, it's 2.9 gig, and it's just like DLL files and like 2 VXEs or something. Like, that could have, like, totally been put into a RAR file and, like, saved, like, a lot of space, too. And it just doesn't look as junky. Like, I'm sorry, Ace13. Like, totally digging your uploads, but, like, seriously. If you can, you know, like, something like this just kind of needs to be put into a RAR file. Unfortunately, with Voila currently, you can't, on the fly, like, tell the server to zip it up into a RAR file.
Yeah, that's what's
but
maybe, you know, maybe it's
yeah, it might be a new feature, so. You know, I can especially see that coming, too. But there's, and posting, like, because I do this, too, sometimes. Like, posting just a direct ISO of something, like, for example, my Max Payne is 680 meg. It's just an ISO file. Like, if I just would have compressed that into RAR, I could have saved up a lot of space and.
No, we're not trying to be like little bitches here. This is just like for everyone,
yeah.
You know. It's also saving you some, like, upload space.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing I wanted to say was, too, is that I think that we take advantage of our broadband and everything, and not everybody has as fast of a connection as we all do. And so, like, we have to try to make sure that it's accessible to everybody. And it's, like, kind of doing everybody a favor.
Yeah, by the way, one thing I'd like to point out is, Jesus, how long ago was this? Yeah, whatever. Well, like, however long ago it was, is somebody added up a bunch of PSP games, and oh no, it's in a public folder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Who was that guy? I mean, in PSP game.
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell? Like, he had a lot of stuff. Like, he had like Patapon and everything in his public folder. It's just like we'd like really like it if like you added all of your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't
like,
find
where,
out who it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Patapon used to be on here. I could have sworn, and it's like gone now.
It wasn't. It was on somebody's public folder, but it's not in his public folder anymore.
Are you sure he's a member? Because you might have got that from a different group. Just so you know. Oh, and you can. And another cool thing is that if you're part of other private groups, which. Or public.
Yeah, we'd always like to say,
like, what you can actually totally do is, like, not that there's really any good groups besides Phase Punch, you know. There's not really, like, as of now, there's not many groups that have anything, like, that's actually worth anything, but you can actually go and, in the group of, like, a private group, you can actually right-click a file and hit copy file. And then paste it into our group, and it'll actually put it in there. Like, well, that's really cool, because I do want to call out another group, DVD Rip. They're a private group, and they have a lot of DVD rips. And, like...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
I don't want to give away my secret, but, yeah, a lot of the DVDs I uploaded, all I did was really just go to the DVD Rip folder, right-click... copy file and paste it into our group. Yeah,
you know,
it's really
it's
cool.
Because it's supposed to be sharing.
Yeah, it's
you
just
know what I mean?
Spending
it's
it.
Not, you know,
what?
I mean, I don't
like this is mine and I can only share it with.
Yeah, like if you find something cool in another group, especially if it's a private group, and it's like an exclusive upload, like totally right click it, copy file, and paste it in here. But if it's in a public group, if you want to save yourself some space. You can hit right-click and copy link and then paste it, and they'll paste it as a shortcut. So really, it's still in that group. It's not really in our group, but it's still there, you know. It's not using up your upload space. And you can totally take files from here and and put them to other places, but I don't know if there's any other groups, though, worthy of it. But, yeah, like, you can totally hit copy file and... especially if it's your upload. If it's your upload, you can post that as many times as you want. And it's not as a shortcut. Like, you don't need to create a shortcut if you want to put it into more than one group. Like, say a file I uploaded, like, say a game or something, I can totally hit copy file and paste it on another group. And it won't be a shortcut to our group or anything. It'll be another individual file, but it won't take up your space a double.
Yeah, it's
like, that's cool. It's not going to take up your space if it's your own file. You can post it as many times as you like.
Alright, well, I'd like to point out, like, a couple folders that have, like, almost, like, absolutely nothing in them and would be great if we can get some stuff in there. Like Xbox, you have one thing in there. We have, like, an emulator, and that's one emulator, like... Yeah, and like 360. I mean, of course, they're big files.
Yeah,
I mean,
we don't really expect games in there, like the 360 group.
I mean,
cool if you can get one in there, but.
Yeah, I mean, like if you can get one in there, we'll like all like get on our knees and give you a blow.
Yeah,
but. I mean,
well,
another
thing I wanted to say about the 360 group real fast is that I uploaded I'm sure you guys have checked it out, but it's textbook.pdf.
Oh, heck yeah.
And this is like the ultimate guide if you ever are interested in hacking.
Yeah, like
flashing
it with custom firmware, which
yeah,
it's totally cool. Like I, We actually got a 360 given to us for free, and realized that when you do flash, if you do use that guide, when you flash it, it does get disabled from Xbox Live. So if you play Xbox Live and you only have one console, don't do it. But
yeah, but not that many people like have the money.
Have two consoles.
Yeah, exactly.
With us, it just kind of happened. It worked out that way. But actually, a while back, you were able to play everything on Live, and then they like did like a second wave of bannings, and that really got everyone. And now you're just kind of screwed. Unless I haven't been keeping up with it, and you might be able to play online again, but I don't think that you can.
The Genesis folder is actually like completely empty. Yeah. There's zero files in, which is about to change because I am going to upload some stuff on there.
Oh heck!
I just need to get a good set, but and then another thing is like PS2. We got BIOS and an emulator. I mean, if somebody can upload anything, they don't care what it is. Like it would be great. And also like in the PSP folder. I mean, I broke that down a little bit. Emulators, game room, game boots, games, homebrew, and tools. Like, I'd recommend you guys checking out some of the tools I uploaded. Like, I got a compressor for the YACC, it stands for yet another CSO compressor.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it takes your ISO files and compresses them. So what I did is, like, I have a lot of, like, pretty big ISO files, like 600 megabyte, and I can get them down to, like, 200 in a CSO file.
Oh.
And also the pop station thing, would that, like...
No, continue. I'll bring this up after you're done.
Yeah, and I also have, like, a pop station, simple pop station GUI. What it does is it converts some PS1 games to PSP boots, which is really cool. I mean, they all work 100% speed. The only thing you don't have is, like, L2 and R2 buttons, but those are, like, covered up because, like, you can use your... analog nub as like whatever call that thing. It's not really that. You can use that as like L2 and R2 and whatever. Like that's in there somehow. Like it works. Like if you've ever played a PlayStation Network PS1 game on there, if you've ever downloaded it. I mean, I don't know how many of you are PS3 users. I mean, I know I am because I'm just like that. But yeah. Oh yeah, speaking
that's
of
really
PS3,
cool,
I actually uploaded Linux for PS3. I mean, I don't know how many of you guys use Linux, but I got that for you guys. Ubuntu.
That's tight.
Yeah, but the only thing I'd have to say about Ubuntu is if you're gonna install another OS, you're gonna have to format your PS3.
Ooh.
That's the thing. But what's good though is that what the PS3 does is it uses the standard laptop hard drive. And you can just go to like Best Buy and like buy one of those, and it gets like really easy to replace.
Yeah.
I mean that's the whole thing about PS3. If it's like 40 GB versus 80 GB, that's really just like the hard drive doesn't matter. You can change that like whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of price drop, coming out soon.
Yeah.
Might be worth picking. Might be worth picking up. I don't know.
But the only thing is, I'd recommend sticking with the premium. Because you got, like, backwards compatibility and, like, a couple extra USB ports. Even though everybody says the backwards compatibility sucks, it really doesn't. Like, the only games that suck with the backwards compatibility, you're probably never going to play anyway.
Have you run into any games that weren't backwards compatible, John?
No, I haven't. The only game that I had a little bit of problems was Metal Gear Solid 3. There was a couple cutscenes in it where the frame rate dropped a little bit, but that was it. It's like no major problem. And it's like not even during gameplay.
Also,
I mean, it's not.
Guitar Heroes
really
don't work, right?
No,
I heard like the guitar controller doesn't work. But like, I don't know. Like honestly,
controller.
I don't know. Guitar Hero like 1 and 2 on it, like I don't know, whatever. I think people are over that right
actually,
now. Like.
You're going to need a PS2 to USB converter. You can get any of them. I use one for my PC.
Yeah.
But I plug that right into my PS3. And it works fine.
Another thing
perfect.
With, you know, like, realize, you know, again, back to the... It's not just PC games, you know. Like, pretty much any of these consoles... you know, like, that you can emulate and stuff. Like, for me, I use the 360 controller. The 360 controller just plugs in USB, and it, you know, just works pretty much with everything. Another thing...
Same thing with them.
Yeah.
Wait, another one's the DualShock 3. It comes with a USB cable. I mean, yeah, because what you do is you would plug it into the PS3 to charge it. But I think I haven't tried it yet, so don't take my word on it. I think it can be used as a gamepad.
Probably.
But just don't press the PS button in the middle because it's going to turn on your PS3. And, like, you don't really want that to happen. But I just use a PS2 to USB converter. Works 100%
like, I
great.
Also have a Smart Joy converter, which is like a PS1 to USB converter. I think PS2 also. Yeah, it is. It's both.
Yeah.
And that works, like, great. I also have, like, right in my hands right now is a... an Xbox One converter, USB. Like, any of these converters, like, work with all the emulators, pretty much. Like, but, I had to order them, like, the Smart Joy you'll be able to find, like, at a lot of places, but, like, you'll probably end up, like, having to buy one, like, from, like, a DDR store or something. But,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but, that's for another day. Like, we're really
Yeah. But, I'm sorry, John, but... Oh yeah,
we'll make another one after this. Like,
Cortana's
right away.
John, but yeah. Sorry for getting off topic there.
Yeah, and I think that I'm just gonna say that I think that this is gonna be the nature of this specific episode because this is basically the only time that we could discuss these type of things with you. This is like the best form of communication with all of us here.
Yeah, it really is. But,
yeah,
we'll
probably
also
have a lot more organization later. Like, it was totally like. Nick was freaking on, like, the toilet, and he, like, yells over, we should make a podcast, and so we're totally, like, just doing this on the fly right now, so, like, yeah, this is the first episode, like, we have no sort of, like, structure whatsoever,
Also, guys, one thing that I would like to say is, like, more of my uploads, like, if you want me to get anything, just let me know, and I'll be sure to look for it for you. I mean, I'm not going to promise that I'll find anything, you know. Rather than going, like, if you want to go for me personally, rather than going into the requests and offers thing, like, actually, comment me on my, like, friend page or whatever.
Profile page thing.
Because I'll see that right away, and also, like, I'll most likely be able to find a lot of games for you of, like, older consoles, not really the newer ones.
Oh yeah.
Like anything from, like, 2 gens
ago.
Because I have an Underground Gamer.
Yeah, account, which is a private torrent site.
Yeah, I mean, and I can get, like, a lot of stuff to you. But and also, like, if you guys haven't noticed, LimeWire is actually really good for porn, and I'm actually gonna start uploading some Brazzers stuff in there. I actually uploaded one from Real Wife Stories with Hannah Hilton. It's, like, really good. If you guys want, like, are looking for a good thing to watch, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's funny. Well, Nick, if you want to say something, you were talking about earlier with the requests and offers.
Yeah, just, like, one thing I want to say was that I understand that, like, you guys, I think that's great that you guys look to our leaders, like, our administrators and our VIPs, but, I mean, you really can't rely on us to fill every single request. And just posting something that says, I didn't get my insert name here request filled, you need to look at your members as well, because we can only do so much.
Yeah, and totally... Like, another thing with the upcoming, like, if you want to be promoted to VIP and stuff like that, if you start, like, and I understand that not everyone can upload, well, that sucks, you're not going to be a VIP, but, I mean, yeah, like, F you, but, like, if you, especially filling requests, like, okay, if you look in the history of the request folder, you have some people just, like, complaining about how they never got their file. Like, if you want to just be, like, freaking, like, do us a favor and, you know, like, upload some people's stuff if they have, if you actually have it, or if you want to go hunt for it. Like, we're not going to upload everything.
Do you want to point out anybody in specific that does this? Or no?
Well, if you look at page two here, I didn't want to ever really call anyone out on this thing, but I might as well.
Because we don't want to be mean. We don't want to be mean, and we don't want to be elitists, because we're not.
Like, I understand that you guys might be goofing around, too, but, like, seriously, like, I don't know, like, just saying, something on July 7th in this request folder, it's just, like, constant whining, like, what the fuck is Assassin's Creed, or Crazy Machine,
yeah,
that Maddie,
you
know, PS3's...
Really, really sorry for, like, screwing with you, we love you, man, you're, like, you actually do a lot for us, but, I mean, we just have to put, we just have
to... Yeah,
not hard feelings, dude, like, seriously.
I mean, that's the whole reason why we're doing this, is not because we're trying to be elitist or anything. We're trying to show you guys that if you guys do make these constant uploads, we all
it's
take
just
note
gonna
of that,
keep...
and we're all going to be looking at you for VIP.
And
candidates.
It's just going to keep the group
it's...
alive.
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort, it really is.
And also, I will be looking for your PC port of Assassin's
Creed.
I'll be on the hunt
actually,
for
that. Oh, I might be able to upload that
wait,
because...
Wait, you an asshole, you had that the whole time.
I don't have it, but anything on Tri-Media Games, like those.
Oh yeah, get into
this. Is kind of cool. Like with Tri-Media, it's actually called TriGames.com. It's a kind of like a Steam type thing, you know, digital download, direct to drive type thing. Well, actually, a lot of people. Yeah, actually, if you want to, you can request anything on this site, and I can get it to you. Because I'll post, like, a RAR file. It'll be about, like, 10 meg or something. And you'll be able to, you'll open it. You'll click this, like, it'll be, like, say, AssassinsCreed.exe. And what it'll actually do is, it'll connect to Tri-Media servers, and it'll directly download it through it. Like,
yeah, but the thing, though, is, like, about Assassin's Creed, that's not a legit PC game.
This
like,
is...
somebody ripped it.
No, it's not.
What are you,
no, it's like
what
the full version
about?
And everything.
Yeah, I know, it's... but it's not like... There was never a PC version made of
yeah,
Assassin's
was.
Creed, was there?
It's the director's cut edition.
All right.
No, it's only right, it's only a PC port. It's like a... But see, you click it, and it'll actually download, so you're gonna have the EXE open for a long time. It's totally not...
And also, no offense, like... Assassin's Creed kind
yeah,
of sucks.
Yeah, like, screw that game, seriously. I, like, played it for a little bit, and I'm like, eh. But anyway, keep that EXE open. It'll be downloading, you know, directly from TriGames Media Server. And once that's done, it'll actually install, like, a regular setup. And included in my RAR file will be, like, a crack, which basically, like, once it's installed, it'll be like, dude, you can't play this. You have to buy it, you know. You have it, but you need, like, the unlock, basically. You can just put in a little... You can just put in this crack, and it'll totally remove that, and it's, like, the complete full version. An example of this would be if you go into our games folder, I have Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and it says read file info. Double-click that. You click Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2.exe, and... Like, that'll extract, and it'll say, like, choose your setup language. You hit OK for English, unless you want a different thing. It'll ask you where you want it to, where you want. It says, choose temporary location for additional files. Additional files are required. Please select the location. So you'll be able to do that, and it'll actually download all those files. Not all those files. It's, like, two huge content packages. Then once that's done, you just go into the crack folder, and just copy over the crack, and you got the full game. So that's cool. Like, anything over there. Like, I seriously, PS360, I'll hook you up. I'll give you your Assassin's Creed. Like, sorry. I'm sorry for not ever requesting that. But that, I'm filling that. But remember, it's not our problem to make sure that everything gets uploaded.
I mean, if you really wanted to do, just send one comment on a profile. And just to bring it up to our attention, like, if you keep on... Like, pissing us off about it, of course we're not going to upload it, just because, like, you know, you're being an asshole.
Yeah, try not to talk in it. Like, try not to talk in that folder, like, seriously. Just be like,
I mean, I'll be more than happy to talk to you guys, but, like, not in there.
Don't, like spam it.
Just ask me for, like, MSN or AIM or Skype or something like that, and I'll give it right to you.
Exactly. I think that Tri-Media is a really great example of, like, how you can do that, like, easily. And I'm sure that you can, like, we'll probably work on a, we'll probably put a folder in there just strictly for
Tri-Media. Yeah, I was actually thinking of that.
So that way you guys know what you're doing, and then maybe Mascot will put up, like,
a little tutorial on there.
Alright, sweet deal.
Yeah, but another thing, though, is please give us feedback on this, like, on the podcast, because we don't want it to suck, and, like, we're already running pretty long.
Yeah, we're going on
this.
We're almost hitting, what's it? Hang on, let me see here. We're at 51 minutes, so.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't like a one-up podcast, you know, where they, like, actually doing, we're just, like, three dudes, like, no fucking idea what we're doing. So just, like, tell us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, like, the next one, we'll try to get somebody on. I mean, don't take our word for it. I mean, it's probably going to be spur of the moment, like, contact you and be like, yo, tonight, let's go. But, oh, like, 10 minutes, come on, get on Skype. But what we're probably going to do is, well, I don't know, but maybe me. Just to get, like, know their admins a little more. I don't know, we're just gonna...
You're gonna try to do this.
I'm still debating on this, but, we might just make videos of, like, us, like, screwing around, you know? I mean, like, I might make a video of me playing Super Mario World, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, it's just gonna be, like, you know, fun stuff. I mean, we don't wanna act like stuff. We're
kids, you know? We're not, like... Like, at least the three of us are kids. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you guys. You know, we're just trying to have fun around here, you know? We're not trying to be like, no, you're an asshole.
Yeah, we're just trying to, like, introduce some new technology that's not being used, really. And it's just a really cool thing. And not many people know about it, and so I think that we're mainly trying to get people to know about it.
It's called the group for a reason. It's not just, like, a private thing where everybody, like, teabags everyone. Basically, like, and also, like, members, if you want to just post videos of you screwing around, go, feel free, like, that's just kind of stuff, like, I want to see.
Yeah, and
like,
we just want a lot, we want a lot of feedback.
Yeah, we do want a lot of feedback, because if you haven't noticed, we're, like, the biggest vlog
group. That actually, like, gives a crap, and that actually has, like, a decent amount of stuff. Like, I totally agree, though, like, DVD Rip, those guys are pretty sweet, because they have a lot of DVD Rips, but... Like, there's totally, like, no community there, though. I mean, seriously. It's still nothing really there. It's just, you know, a huge directory of, like, DVD revs. Maybe you guys want more of that. Maybe you guys don't want something like that. I don't know. Like, you know, we just want your feedback. Also,
that was just a suggestion with the whole user video thing. Like,
who knows? Like, maybe you guys are like, dude, screw that. But anyway...
Yeah, I mean, but, like, you know, you really don't know. Maybe, like, either we, like, the next, like, we look around, like, in, like, 2 days, and there's, like, 50 videos in there.
But,
yeah, we'd like to see some, like, we love the, like, official, like, legit stuff, like, how we're talking about from, like, other groups. But we'd also like to see some, like, you know, user stuff that you guys made.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you do, like, a Mugen thing, or, like, let's say, for example, you did, I don't know, like, a mod or something, or... Who knows, if it's just, like, a video of you, like, I don't know, playing guitar, playing drums or something. You know, upload it anyway, you know. I'd be totally more than happy to watch it.
Yeah.
Totally cool. I think what they're trying to do with the Walla thing is supposed to be like YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, you look at somebody, like, somebody's band music video. It doesn't have to be, you know, signed. It could be indie, you know what I mean? It's just, like, whatever.
Well, it could be signed on an indie label, you know? No, but seriously, like, I mean, even though we do mainly do wares, I mean, you can still do other things on here.
I mean, it's just, again, it's supposed to be open to anything cool, really. I mean, like, we're not trying to...
I mean, it's technically not open to the public because we can't, because we have, like, illegal stuff on here.
Yeah, but, like, if your friends want to join it in different stuff, and that's why I think with the beta, a lot of that stuff's going to come together.
Yeah, and also we'd all be more than happy to just like, you know, if you guys, you know, you don't really know what's going on, you know, you just you want to know like where we get our stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can talk
you
about
wanna,
that.
If you just want any of that, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy
yeah.
to let you know.
Also, like, just whatever you do, like, mainly the reason this is private again is that, okay, especially to John, you'll notice now that you're an admin, we'll get a bunch of member applications that are in German, and basically, like, screw you, like, seriously, you're not joining here. It's just English only, like... None of you freaking German people who don't even like, they're like, face punch? Oh, sure. But they don't really even know what that is. They probably just see that, they probably
I mean,
just see it.
Point out anybody in
like, cause I'm seriously.
They just see that it's like the biggest
they,
group
yeah,
and then they're just
we'll
like,
start
oh.
That.
Exactly.
I mean, like, yeah, but. You know what I have to say though is another thing is like I'm probably gonna be doing little podcasts of just myself talking, just giving you like little guides on things like you know.
And you guys can do that too, by the way. We don't
want
to be
you can
like
do whatever you want. You mean this is over? This isn't like, a monarchy, dictatorship, whatever. Like
exactly.
This is
like the triumvirate of three
yeah.
people, whatever.
Yeah, like seriously. I mean, this is like a republic, you know? Well, not really a republic, but. You didn't really elect us, but we kind of elected ourselves, but...
We started
yeah.
it, so...
Yeah, I know, it's like... We're like
yeah,
fathers,
you wouldn't have
you know,
been informed
really
of this people. Crazy German thingy that only Germans know about, so...
yeah, but, seriously, like, this is just for everyone,
yeah.
you know? This is like a true democracy, like, in, like, what they had in Greece, where, like, everyone went to Congress to vote, like...
Yeah.
All you guys have a voice, like, we don't
yeah.
care, like...
Voila is your free online hard disk. You can do what you want with it, alright?
I mean, if you want to tell us to go fuck ourselves...
Yeah, you can
cool
even tell
it.
Us that with, like, a file. You can share a file with us that says screw you guys.
I mean, unless it's, like, really gonna, like, as like Trojans or anything, blue screen of death.
Don't do that to
like,
us,
please.
Please
don't
like...
do that. I mean, like, that. That's just gonna get you banned.
Remember, we're still admins, so... We can say
yeah,
screw. We can say screw you
now.
if we want. Just like we say screw you to all the people who give us applications in German. Yeah, just realize
yeah,
we always
like,
hit ignore
like,
if you give us an application in German. Which I'm sure that you're not
yeah,
even listening
this
to this anyway because you don't speak English. So, and if you
yeah,
are one of those freaking German guys who got into our group, like because there are some people who just like got into our group that aren't from Facepunch, but I'm not gonna really screw with that. Or anything, like, whatever, if you're in here, like, whatever. But, like, if you're listening to this, like, dude, screw you, I mean.
That's how we're trying to expand this, too, is out of Facepunch. And, but I think what's really cool is that having it private like this is that we have a foundation of the Facepunch users that are, like, you know, the 200 strong or whatever. We have 207, like, not including three admins. And you guys, like... We're going to look at you guys and remember you guys, and then as it expands,
yeah.
you know, just kind of, like,
yeah.
move with what's going on with Voila
yeah.
itself.
Yeah, and another thing I want to point out, like, we got 7 VIPs now, and there's plenty of room
yeah.
for more.
VIP just basically means that, yeah, like, sure, VIP is really moderator. It's, like, moderator, but, like... It's still, like, it's, like, more of a special title more than being a moderator. Like, don't think of it really as being moderator, because you do, you
think of it as very
important. Because you do, okay, like, if you want VIP, just realize, VIP, you can, like, don't get this idea, you can delete files. So, like, if you do that, you're seriously kicked out of the group. Like, if this file, like, generally, like, genuine is, like, not uploading after, like, since, like, May or something.
Cough, God of War, cough, super
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, like, super bad has been, like, I just ended up, like, hitting delete on that.
God of War, Chains of Olympus has been, like, uploading forever, and I've been waiting for it, and I'm just, like, ready to get kicked on the balls. I mean, I'd, like, literally, like, fly to wherever the hell his house is and kick him in the balls.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know, we're running on 60 minutes here. I don't know if we want to say anything else, wrap up, or anything like that. Oh,
because
you can make us music. You can make us music. Don't make us copyrighted music, because, like, don't freaking, Okay, realize that there may be copyrighted material in here. But there's not going to be copyrighted material in this podcast, I'll tell you that, because we can seriously, like, okay, this is going to be posted on the Willa group, but if we can, we're going to want to get an RSS feed on this and have it, like, somewhere else, you know, like, posted actually in HTTP, which probably by the time that Willa's beta, we'll actually be able to freaking, like, RSS through Willa or some crap. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, another thing that would be really sweet. But, you know, as of now, it's going to be all the episodes. The latest episode is always going to be in the root directory of FacePunch as a shortcut to the actual podcast folder of the official, you know, podcast. Not official podcast, but Wallah-related podcast. Because, you know, you can, like, totally, like, make one yourself if you want. But, like, if it sucks, I'm going to delete it, so...
No, you're not gonna delete it.
I won't delete it, but like I'll be like, get out of this folder. You can make your own because it sucks. But no. Oh yeah, there's also no editing in this podcast. So like, as soon as this is done, this is just a raw cut. So
yeah. Also, guys, if you guys have a band, I really want to hear you guys. I'm always really into looking.
Yeah, especially too. Your music can be in here because like that intro was actually.
Yeah, it's my brother's band.
Yeah, your brother's band. So, if you want to make us music or anything, we'll totally play that in the podcast. But just don't give us other people's music. You know, if you know the person, give it. Just don't give us copyrighted music. That's what I mean. Don't give us copyrighted music. We'll get in trouble for that.
If it's under a like free open source, you know, Creative Commons license.
Oh, sweet! Yeah, we can use Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
we can use like those.
Nine Inch Nails radio. Radiohead.
Yeah, Radiohead too.
That's
definitely
sweet. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, but you know, guys, we should probably be wrapping this up. So, any final comments? Like, I do.
My final comment is I have to find something that we can play at the end of this podcast here.
Yeah, you know we can actually. Yeah, I'll give you the link right now.
Thanks.
But I don't know if they have it for download. If they don't, I'm gonna.
I can actually continue. Oh yeah, and if you might, like I said, it's like a raw cut of this. So if you realize that the beginning intro, like I just started playing it, and so it'll probably sound a little bit sloppy because then I didn't even fade into us or anything. I just hit the pause button, and so yeah.
This is definitely gonna be a beta form of this.
We totally
podcast.
Know. Like again, this is just a discussion of. What the podcast will probably be like, you know, this isn't really like saying that podcast is going to be like some like freaking kids talking every single week about some crap we don't care about, so.
Yeah, you can get one of those songs I just sent you. You know, we're even having little side conversations.
Alright. Yeah, like freaking, like, give us some like techno music too, that'd be tight.
Also, another thing I want to mention is, like, seriously, guys, I know there's a lot of you not uploading, and we're going to catch you. I mean, we're probably not going to ban you. I mean, I'm personally not that much of a dick to do that, but we really want to see you upload.
And if you can't, then that's fine, but if you can, then please try.
If you can't, like, if you don't have any sources, just ask us. You know, it doesn't even matter. If it's, like, a public torrent site, it's fine. Just make sure it doesn't have layers.
Wait.
Yeah, make sure you mean viruses,
that's
right?
That's what you meant, right? You said where?
What did I say?
Like, you can have that, seriously.
I mean, if it's not, like, infected,
Don't give us a freaking virus. Like, oh, yeah, if we find a virus, like, we'll probably, like, consult you about that, but we're not going to probably ban you. But
we understand that false positives are
possible.
Yeah,
like, again, I uploaded Everyday Shooter, and that appears to be a virus to a lot of people, but it's not. So like,
I know, but like, also
we're not
like,
gonna straight ban you.
Everybody should have Everyday Shooter.
Yeah, that's totally
awesome.
Sweet. Like, if you have a PS3, just buy that game.
Underrated upload, pimp page right there.
I know. What's another one like? Oh, PS1. I don't know. Somebody asked Final Fantasy VII for PC. You got it for PS1. We got a great emulator on there. You can just run it right off of there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just like, oh, it's not full screen, you know, set it up to full screen, whatever, guys. I mean, I got a ton of quality games in there. We got Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy Tactics, which, you know, that's somebody's probably downloading. Final Fantasy IX, somebody's probably got. And, like, I got Chrono Trigger. I'm not sure if that, like, I don't know, but, like, somebody should tell me if that's corrupt. Because I have a different one now. I used to use that, but it wasn't working. I don't know if that was just my computer, but somebody should tell me that, and I'll upload the new one.
Oh, if you find problems with files or something, like, let us know. Comment our things, and we'll check them out, too, and verify that.
Yeah, and also Metal Gear Solid, like, seriously, that's a good game, like, Xenogears. Xenogears is 10 views, like, seriously.
Yeah.
And Castlevania Symphony of the Night, you know. Oh, Mega Man Legends, man, that's 4 views, it's a good game. No, I mean, I can understand why you don't have that many views. And Omega Boost has 1 view, I mean, come on, that's a fun game. Omega Boost has 1 view.
Oh, yeah, and the Wii section, man. I apparently don't have a Wii, but, like, and we can get someone on here that actually contributes to the Wii section to actually talk about that, like, I think from what I see, you can just do that Twilight Princess hack. You don't need anything. And you can basically get every single virtual console or WiiWare game. Well, and someone is actually telling me that not all my... I uploaded the Wii console collection, and someone is telling me that, ooh, that stuff is not all the way uploaded, so sorry about that. Like, again, you know, even us, we might do that, like, and not realize everything.
Yo, who's that guy that's doing all the Wii stuff?
I don't know. Let me see.
Because we should probably
Otto AAA. It looks like him. Yeah, like, dude, you're tight. And Joe Bob.
I mean, you know, don't do it right away, but I mean, that's like a definite consideration.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But oh yeah, and too, you know, we're not saying that VIPs are the only one that can be on the show. Like, we might not like. We might get all the, like, VIPs to say, like, screw you. So, like, you know, but we're probably going to consider VIPs over regular members, but we'd like regular members too. Like, if we.
I mean, you know who I'd really want to get on here, and this is probably going to give him an erection. I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see Calgar on here too. Like, I don't know where he's been at, but he's been, he was. I don't know if you guys know, but, like, we actually made this group a long time ago, back in, like, December, and that was when Wola was really buggy, and we ended up making, like, 3 groups because the other groups got corrupted.
Hey, guess what I found? You know, I don't think you guys know this, but this is really funny. This car, who did it? Lazor. You know, he's a new VIP. He uploaded, like, cartoon porn.
Congratulations.
He uploaded cartoon porn.
Yeah, clapping.
Oh, here. Sound. This is for you, Yeah! Alright!
He uploaded like.
Okay. Shout out to you too, man. His mic's broken, so he won't be on.
So continue.
Yeah, but it's really hot. There's like, I'm looking at it, and there's like a green guy having sex with someone.
Where?
Oh,
sorry. I have my family filter set, so.
And it's like hentai cartoons. Oh, and then it's like shabby blue, and it's like official shabby blue.
That's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to get Quarthon as an administrator, because me and Jimmy have our family, or me and Mascot have our family settings on, so you can kind of watch that stuff.
Oh my god, no, there's something that's like,
yeah, like totally upload some of that stuff. Like,
even if it's like not arousing, it's like hilarious.
Totally gets their action from that.
Give us feedback on how you think that the group should be laid out. Because, like, I think it's laid out there might be a reason why some files don't get as much attention as they do, is maybe it's just because of the layout. Like, look at the the applications folder, like, is total, like, a complete crap hole in it. We need someone to, like, help us out and, like, figure out a good way that we can organize this. Like, I think that the game section is pretty good, you know, but what the thing is, again, with the A through G, H through P, and all that stuff, like, that's good, like, because we do need that, like, because if we did not have that, it's like, overwhelming to see all those games in one folder. Like, so, I don't know, if you can even think of something better that we can sort that as, that's fine. We don't want a million subdirectories. You know, we want it to be as simple as possible. You can find what you want. Again, the search button works perfectly. It's like a real time, kind of like the Vista search button.
Guys, I do have
the closing music. We should probably get going here.
What song did you use? Unending.
Oh, that's the band.
Yeah, what song?
That's the band, Unending. I think it's Bloodsucker. Yeah.
Yeah, they're breaking up.
All right, well.
Oh, I love that song.
So I think that we're out of here. You know, we had a couple of. It was generally a good time.
we had a blast. So we kind of like want to keep on doing this because we feel like we're actually contributing.
Yeah. So if someone wants,
just let us know.
Yeah. If you think that we're just completely like idiots, like, and this was like the worst like 60 minutes of your life, then you can tell us that. But we had a good time on here, so I'm sure that you guys would have a good time on here too. So I think that we're gonna roll out here. So any last words? Bye bye.
Oh,
peace,
my
guys.
Last word sticks really hard.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
but that's it.
See ya.
There's no excuse. You didn't even give me a chance to change. You fucking.